If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of viewpoints, water cooler knowledge, and inspirational stories from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. My name is Russell Newton, and I'll be your host for the podcast. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at Take Rapid Action. Get productive, motivated, and energized. Stop overthinking and procrastinating. Written by Patrick King. Narrated by Russell Newton. This has been Take Rapid Action. Get productive, motivated, and energized. Stop overthinking and procrastinating. Written by Patrick King. Narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2019 by Peter Holland. Production copyright by Peter Holland. Chapter 1. Stop overthinking. Act or accept. Anonymous. In light of the theme of this book, I opted to skip the introduction and get right to the meat of the matter so you can, of course, take action more rapidly. Overthinking is the antithesis of springing into action, and the place where we start when we think about taking action. Either we do what's necessary, or we engage in the mental hamster wheel that keeps us stuck in place, equals no action. Thinking too much is the mortal enemy of getting started, and can seduce you into mistakenly believing that you've done your duty, because it can sometimes be so tiring, equals no action. Most often, it occurs when we fail to draw a distinction between the proper amount of due diligence and obsessive fixation, equals no action. Suppose you want to start a business and you've been dreaming about it for months. You have all the details planned in your head, and the list of questions you need answers to only seems to grow without ever shrinking. What if everything fails? What if you lose all your money? What if not a single person buys your product? What kind of forks should you have in the company cafeteria? How will you deal with your taxes? What type of animal will the company mascot be? Now, some of these are important questions, but some are not, especially not at the current moment, when they have no relevance or urgency to the greater task at hand. Nonetheless, you find yourself wasting away precious hours tossing and turning in bed while analyzing everything at 3 a.m. Your mind is going a mile a minute because you're playing out all the possible scenarios in your head. You can't seem to shut off your brain, even when you're physically exhausted, and yet you're zero steps closer to turning your thoughts into a reality. You tell yourself to stop thinking about it. Chapter 2. Err on the side of action. The best way to predict the future is to create it. Unknown. One of the many problems with a lifetime of not taking action is that your first instinct will be to freeze. You may feel that it's safer to maintain the status quo instead of making a move, or you may just feel uncomfortable acting without analyzing things to death. Whatever the case, you found yourself unconsciously erring on the side of inaction. You may have heard of what's known as the fight-or-flight response. This is when we interpret a stimulus in the world to be dangerous, which ratchets up our adrenaline and alertness and readies our bodies to either flee at full speed or engage in a fight to the death. What's less frequently mentioned is that this response actually has a third component, freezing. For most, this is when the adrenaline rush is so extreme that we are essentially left frozen in shock. For those who have made a habit of avoiding action, this is our default response no matter what happens. It's easier said than done to break these patterns, but this chapter contains a few ways to err on the side of action and get moving more frequently and consistently. Getting a little uncomfortable. The action you want rarely happens when you're in your comfort zone. In fact, That's probably true with anything you want. It's not going to come easy, and you will have to endure something uncomfortable, new, and difficult to achieve it. If you're too comfortable with your current job, you won't feel the need to push your boundaries to seek a promotion or pay raise. You won't learn new skills or strive for something better. You figure that good enough is good enough, and so inaction will be your way of living. We call this sort of sloth comfortable inaction. Things may not be ideal, but you're comfortable enough or not. Chapter 3, the take action mindset. Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. We've talked about the various ways that you can be galvanized into action. This chapter focuses on the mindsets regarding action, your perspective, and overall view about motion versus stillness. Our actions depend wholly on our thoughts, and no matter how much we incentivize ourselves, if we can't change the way we think about action, we're doomed. For instance, one common concept is the fixed mindset versus the growth mindset. The fixed mindset says that intelligence, talent, ability, and performance are all firmly determined from cradle to grave. They can't change or grow. You are what you are, and if you don't have something by now, you'll never have it. This leads to a whole lot of roadblocks in the process itself, because what's the purpose in trying if you don't think you have it in you? The growth mindset is fundamentally different because it assumes change and growth are possible. Whatever and wherever you are right now is just a starting place from which to develop and improve. In this approach, nothing is impossible because it takes the position that learning and growth are always rewarded in some way. You can imagine how possessing either of these mindsets can drastically change your life. Remember, thoughts belie actions. Motivation follows action. The first way to impart a take action mindset is to understand the real way in which motivation appears. It would be 5 million times easier to achieve our goals if we all knew how to motivate ourselves 100% of the time. It would be like pressing a magical button that jolts us out of bed and into work. Chapter 4, maximize momentum. Success seems to be connected with action. Successful people keep moving. They make mistakes, but don't quit. Conrad Hilton. This is the chapter that assumes you can now occasionally kick your butt into action. You can achieve blast-off sometimes, perhaps not consistently, but you can do it when you put your mind to it. Obviously, this is something we want to improve upon. How can you make it easier to always spring into action when you want? This is the concept of momentum. When you can create less resistance to your first step and make your second and third steps flow easily thereafter. Momentum doesn't necessarily depend on your mindset or thoughts. It actually hinges more upon your environment, your planning, and the ways that you set yourself up for success or failure. It's how you are able to make the right choice time after time. Willpower and self-discipline won't always get you there, but you can design your life to create and maximize momentum. Banish your excuses. People use excuses to postpone taking action. Excuses, on one hand, are our subconscious protecting us from danger, real or imagined. It's your automatic pilot saying, "Danger, this might not go well. Let me save you the embarrassment, failure, and rejection." They're how we rationalize our way through tough situations. But on the other hand, most excuses are poppycock, invalid, rubbish, and rationalized. There's no other way to put it. And for the purposes of this book, I wish to be extremely black and white about this. Almost all of your excuses are lies, either intentional lies or unconscious defense mechanisms. They just enable you to do what you want to do and feel justified about it. This is something I feel strongly about. 5, beating procrastination. Many great ideas go unexecuted, and many great executioners are without ideas. One without the other is worthless. Tim Blixith. You may not have realized how deeply it has seeped into your daily behaviors and habits. And now, this avoidance of action is holding you back from the rest of your life. For most of us, procrastination is the big obstacle to getting into motion. The term procrastination was derived from the Latin words pro, meaning forward, forth, or in favor of, and crastinus, meaning of tomorrow. Its literal translation can thus be taken to be the moving forward of something to tomorrow, or favoring tomorrow as the ideal time. It's never today, always another moment to be later determined. Procrastination is the act or habit of putting something off until a future time. It involves delaying what needs to be done, usually because the task is unpleasant or boring, or simply because delaying is an option. Rationality isn't involved in procrastinating. In fact, we use rationality far less on a daily basis than we would like to think, and thus we find ourselves in a hole of our own digging. Note that procrastination deals only with intended tasks, i.e., tasks you should be doing, and not all the other tasks open for you to do. For instance, delaying working on the sales report you're expected to hand in by the end of the week is procrastinating, but putting off all other tasks you don't intend to do, say, go around the community helping Girl Scouts sell Thin Mints, isn't. The defining feature of procrastination is that it involves pushing back tasks you know are better off.
Please be sure to visit Amazon.com or Audible.com for more information on this book and the author. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.